Hello and welcome to Not a Safe Space. This is Sabrina.
And Abby.
Hey girl, what's going on?
Not much other than trying to find some fucking equipment and it's not working.
Yeah, and I need to put out a disclaimer in the beginning of this. I'm a little fucked up. I'm on something for some pain. I've got this neck thing going on I'm going to tell you guys about.
Why
I'm giggling because I...
Okay, well, damn, I should have took some pain medicine, too, because I pulled out my shoulder or my elbow trying to clean the house for you guys so you wouldn't die of an allergy attack from my dogs.
I know. I've been up since about 7 is not early either. I say it like it's so early. It's early during the pandemic time. I've been up since 7 icing this shit. It hurts so bad.
What the hell did you do?
I don't know if I did just one thing, but... So typically, most times, my shoulder in this back area hurts anyways, just from driving too much, having my arm up like this.
Right.
They call that trucker shoulder. No big deal. I can get through that. I don't need to see a doctor, anything like that. Then in my lower back, I've always kind of had this pain there that, again, it wasn't uncomfortable. And I assumed it was from being overweight for so long and like, my hip being bad or something, you know, because I'm a doctor and all.
Right. Because you know everything, right?
Exactly. So then when we bought the boat, we've taken like a couple hard hits on it on, you know, over the waves. And I like to sit in the front of the boat. So it's just my bare ass on fiberglass.
Going bam, bam,
right. So
bam.
Since then, all of a sudden, those two areas are like pinging all the time.
Right.
And then when we were in St. Augustine, you know, the day that my husband almost killed me.
Yes.
We were having sex from behind and he went to pull my hair. And when he did that, normally I'm fine. But when he did that, my back and neck were like, And that's when I knew, I was like, nope, this isn't right. Cause normally I can take this, but they instantly both like lit up. And I was like, no, there's something wrong. Like, they're supposed to hurt me at individual times.
Not so, together.
Yeah, I went, and sure enough, my spine looks like this. At my back, and then up here. And my head's leaning forward, not from tech neck, but because of the way I sleep with a bunch of pillows, and my head's pushing forward. And then
really?
I'm always watching TV, like, laid really low down. You know how we have, like, that deep chase?
Uh-huh.
So my head is curving, my neck, your human neck is supposed to curve like this at a back angle. Mine's
right.
Starting to go like this. So
wow.
Now I'm trying to retrain it. So I've been adjusted 3 times this week, and I think it's just on fire.
Okay, so you're going to a chiropractor.
I am, yeah. My back feels better, but this is killing me.
It'll take some time. It really will. But once they get your shit straightened out, and it'll take a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to keep going back and keep going back. And every time it starts to hurt, go back. Don't wait.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference. I don't have to go. Remember, I was going to the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I kept having problems with my knees and my hips and everything.
Yeah.
And my shoulder, very much like you, because I hold all my stress right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And from dancing. So the doctor, you know, I kept coming in. He's like, do not wait. Do not wait. Because one time I was like, yeah, I got a little tingling feeling in my fingers. And he's like, yeah, that's not good. Don't wait.
Was that a pinched nerve?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
So he was able to, you know, straighten me out. But I haven't had to go to the chiropractor in about... at least since this corona thing has started.
Oh, that's
so
good.
He really has worked it out.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, I definitely always recommend a chiropractor.
There's a part of me that believes that it's witchcraft in some way when it comes to like people that use chiropractors for asthma and gluten issues. And
or do you mean acupuncture?
No, I know this fucking girl here in Jacksonville that posted about her son having asthma and needed a chiropractor. And I was like, bitch, I recommend an inhaler.
Right.
Not a chiropractor. What are you talking about?
Maybe she used the wrong word. Maybe she meant an acupuncture. Because
no.
I know.
There's a whole side of like chiropractors and holistic medicine that is just fucking mumbo jumbo. But when it comes to your spine and realigning it, I believe in it. But this bitch really believes that the chiropractor is curing her son's asthma.
Oh, well, is the asthma gone?
I don't know. She's a retard. There's no way that's working. Come on.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure some people believe in it. That's the part of it where I'm like, this is sorcery.
Right.
Yeah. But I for my back, I mean, my back feels better. It's just this neck thing.
Right. And are you putting heat on it? Like,
well, so I think also that's where I fucked up. Because I thought he said to ice it for 5 minutes a day. And you're supposed to ice it 3 times for 15 to 20 minutes a day.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing my lower back because I didn't have an ice pack yet. So I was just using a bag of pierogies. And pierogies don't sit well on your neck. So I was like, well, shit, it was only 5 minutes. How bad could it be until my ice pack comes from Amazon? So I haven't been icing my neck at all.
Why didn't you just put some ice in a Ziploc bag and a towel around it?
Because I figured it was only 5 minutes, and what could the harm be? Well, the harm is it's super stiff now.
And it hurts like a motherfucker.
Right?
You're supposed to ice, heat. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I did.
Put it
do
on,
that.
Take it off. Put it on, take it off.
Yeah, that's what I did this morning, though. I iced it, and then I've got some of that icy hot stuff on there.
Right.
A little bit. I will tell you, though, so my second appointment, I'm in a hurry, right? I put on a face really fast. I'm in a hurry. I have this new BB cream that's a little too oily, in my opinion. But I couldn't go to Clinique or get it done because they're not testing it on your skin anymore.
Huh.
They're not color matching you on your foundation.
Well, why aren't you just using Rodan and Fields Radiant Defense?
Because this is only a temporary thing. I am a true blue Clinique client, but I'm not going, and I'm so many shades darker. I'm not guessing when it's $30 a bottle. I can guess at $7 a bottle. So I get this stuff in. I go and I get my fix or whatever it's called. What do they call it when they adjust you? You're laying out this paper thing. And when I went to lift up my face,
oh no,
the whole thing, first of all, stuck to my face. And then when I peeled it off, there were my eyebrows and my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Looking back at me on this piece of paper.
Oh my gosh.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, there's my face.
Your doctor didn't warn you?
I'm sure he didn't realize that I still had wet makeup on my face either. That was just like, bloop, and it was literally stuck to my face, and you could see my eyebrows on it.
Was this your first appointment?
It was my second one.
Oh, okay. Because after my first appointment, they warned me, don't wear any eye makeup, don't wear any mascara, and like just pretty much come in clean face because of that.
Yeah. Well, now I know because my face stuck to it.
So, Sabrina, you haven't said anything about my cute little farmer headband going on.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I just need to get my hair out of my face.
Wait, are you wearing red and white plaid from now on the farm?
No, I don't know. It depends on how comfortable this is, but it like totally goes with the look. Now I just need some overalls.
It looks so cute, and you should get overalls with a white tank top. That would be so fucking cute.
I know, but you know what? Finding overalls that are cute are not easy.
It's not easy, and I agree with you. And even though our bodies are shaped differently, because you have hips,
right?
Probably you have to get a larger size, which makes this too big.
Yeah.
Because you have a skinny chest area, you have skinny legs, and the same thing with me. I'm long, so I have to get something really big to try to get that extra length, and then it looks stupid.
Yeah, it looks like fucking sack over me.
Yeah, it's hard. You'd have to actually go to stores and try things on, but guess what? You still can't do that.
No, I know. Isn't that retarded?
I don't even know how I'm doing school shopping because I have a daughter that's so particular that we had to buy a Target bathing suit and we went back and forth into the car 4 times and did returns.
That's just insane. I don't understand why. Like,
I don't know.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is going on with you?
So I have some exciting news on the author of the author front.
What?
So I just got a call from my publisher saying that we're going to re-release The Burden of Trust. And it's also going to come out the same time the audiobook is going to be done.
Oh, so fun.
As most people know, before the COVID, I was recording diligently, trying to get the book all ready for Audible. And then COVID hit and I haven't recorded. So we are going back and I will be in the studio twice a week now, not including time for podcasts, and working on getting it done. We're shooting for December, but I don't have an official date yet.
Are you excited to be getting off the farm and start re-recording your book?
Yes, I am. I'm more excited than I had thought I would be, to be honest. Yeah, so I was like, all right, let's do this, right?
And you said that they were going to come out with a new cover as well?
Yes, so we're in the middle of redoing the cover for the book. The book is staying the same. We're changing the cover and we're having, artistic differences.
Uh-huh.
So we're working through that.
Awesome. Hey, yeah. I have a question. I wonder, uh-huh. Do you think Audible memberships have gone down since all of this?
I would think it would have gone up, considering nobody wants to go to a library or go to the store and actually buy a book. And it's easier to listen while you're walking around the house bored.
See, so I'm in the opposite mind frame. I actually just told Nate to cancel mine, because I am behind on so many podcasts and so many Audible books because I'm not by myself. So where I used to walk around and listen to it during the day because there was nobody else home with me, or while I was in my car for long drives or traveling. But if everybody's just working at home and their families are there, are they actually listening? Have they decided to take up a book now? When right. They hadn't in years, because Audible made up for the time. So I wonder if it's gone down.
Right. And I wonder, are you consuming as much content now than you were before COVID?
No.
Because everybody's home, you're not expanding yourself like you were before.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So I wonder if their numbers went down. Well, what we are doing a lot of is, of course, watching TV too much TV. But I did watch a really interesting documentary the other day, which I sent you an article about, called The Pickup Game.
Yes, you did.
So the Pickup Game was on, it's being played on Stars. So unless you have the Stars membership, I don't think you can watch it on any other platform. But it was a documentary based on a book that originally started from a book in the 1970s called How to Get a Girl in Bed.
Yeah, it was called The Game and it was by Neil Strauss.
So that's actually the second or third edition. But the original concept behind The Game was this book that had an offensive title called How to Get a Girl in Bed, or How to Get Women in Your Bed. And so it was very offensive. It was this super nerdy guy that wrote the book. But what this guy learned to do was have confidence.
Right.
And he learned to play this game of, how do women think? What do they want to hear? How do I rebut her objections and nail her? And he was on all these talk shows and everything in the 70s and 80s. And women hated him because they thought it was disgusting.
Right.
And then throughout time, the game was written. And workshops were created, right? Because now people are buying his books. People are listening. Back then, he was mailing out cassettes and newsletters every month.
Uh-huh.
So then as technology changed, now there's web groups. There's meeting groups. There's YouTube videos of how to get a girl in bed, how to get a girl, how to date multiple girls. The true concept behind the idea is...
nothing new.
Yeah, it's confidence, right? It's how to get these men to have confidence to nail these women. So watching the documentary at first, it says that it's going to unreal the secret, disgusting life behind it. And I'll tell you, all the way up until 3/4 of the way in, I was arguing the documentary to Nate, like, this is so stupid. Why are they making men look like bad guys for trying to get with women? We do right. the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Of course we do.
Except if, rather than trying to nail them sexually, it is how to get a man to date you, how to get a man to become your boyfriend, how to get mm-hmm. a man to sleep with you, which I Googled. And by the way, there's tons of articles from major publishers. Cosmo publishes it almost once a month. How to get your guy for you in bed. How to get your guy not to say no to you. It's all these mental games that we play on men.
Right.
Where this documentary was saying, you can't do that to women.
Oh, right. Well, because it was written by a woman, I'm sure.
Yeah. Or, it was, well, yeah, there was a female senator that they interviewed at the part where, now listen, the way that it's being taught now and some of these YouTubers are teaching it is how to get a woman into your house, which that's the part I was like, ugh, I'm not comfortable with this, because it was, hey, let's go get some ice cream after leaving a bar, right? And instead of taking her to ice cream, now you're at your apartment.
Right.
Now, I don't like you teaching that, because we can refute that by saying a woman has the right to say no.
But correct.
There is also known psychology that once a woman starts to say yes, it's very hard for us to say no. And it's using that and putting that in the wrong people's hands that resulted in this woman getting raped.
Right.
And raped by two of the instructors and a student, which then was bragged about as a success mm-hmm. on one of these web pages. 100% against that. All the other stuff to me just didn't seem so bad.
And the other thing I read in this article that was, it was so successful because of scammy marketing. Because for the one shot that it was, the guy was successful and picked up a girl, there was 95 shots of him being unsuccessful. They would hire escort, they would hire actresses for the films to make it like, oh yes, of course, this is so, that's not how it works.
Yeah, but also, I think it's, so they talked about that in the documentary at the end. I'm not mad at that either. Look how any company promotes themselves, right? Normally, right. underneath a major weight loss commercial, it'll say down below, results aren't normal, but it's very, very tiny.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only showing the lady that had the most weight loss success and not the one that struggled the most, right? That doesn't make sense. I'm not going to show you the 17,000 times it didn't work.
Right.
I'm going to show you the 5 that it did.
Yep.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. For anybody to go in there and think it works.
I feel bad for the men on that one, because they're going in with these expectations and then kind of realizing they're getting lied to.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that they're being lied to, though. I think that's advertising in any realm, right? Even like mm-hmm. the stuff that you sell or I sell for a living, we don't go out there and brag about when it didn't work. You know, we brag about when it does work and the success right. stories, with the understanding that there's a risk to anything.
Right. There is. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not mad at them. For them, they've made that a big deal on the documentary too. And the fact that they were hiring girls before the workshops, right? So you go for a workshop, you have problems and anxiety even talking to women. I don't have a problem with them bringing in actresses to help boost these men's confidence of, oh, okay. Because a lot of it is just about confidence.
It is. And I don't understand why women are so upset about that, because women don't like men that aren't confident. An ugly guy that comes up to you or who's really insecure, you're initially going to go, no, get away from me, mm-hmm. right? And, like, walk away. So, but if that same guy came up to you with confidence, you're going to be like, oh, okay. You know, now you're interested.
Right, no matter what you look like.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what, you know, Dr. Phil and every other man out there, the guy that wrote, you know, women are from Mars, or women are from Venus, men are from Mars, or the opposite right. way. it's all about how to psychologically win over the opposite sex, which is what these people are doing too.
Right. In dating, everybody's lying. The men are lying. Right. The women are lying. I mean, you know your hair's not that long. Those aren't your natural boobs. You know, you've got a shit ton of makeup on your face that makes you look like a completely different person.
Right.
Right? You know, so everybody's lying in some aspect.
Not just that, but, you know, they're trying to be the cool girl, right? You think of that movie, the one with Ben Affleck, Gone Girl. She writes all about it in her journal as, I'm being the cool girl, the one that he wants, the one that he will make become his girlfriend. And then as soon as they got married, she flips the script. That's on him and that's on her. They both played the game. If the guy's goals are different, right? They're not looking for wives. Their goals are, how do I get her to sleep with me? They're not telling you, feed them drinks, feed them pills.
Right.
They're leaving it up to the girl to then catch the game or not.
Exactly. And look, men will tell you, you're talking to a guy in a bar, you must assume that he's lying. Right. He's feeding you a bunch of bullshit. And same with the girl.
Right.
Oh, I'm just looking for something casual. Bitch, no, you're not.
No, all of them are looking for their boyfriend, the next boyfriend. I did like a few of his tips, which I did agree with, was to engage the entire friend group. So instead of somebody coming up just to talk to me, talk to all of my friends. It feels less sleazy. It feels less come on. And it also makes the woman that you actually intend to talk to engage more, because she's used to you only coming up to her.
Right.
And so then, and also it keeps the friends from being your enemy. Because then they'll be like, when you walk away, they're going to be like, ha ha, wasn't he funny? Instead of, ew, did you notice this? And we'll keep him away from you.
Right.
Which is 100% factual.
It is. Absolutely. And it's smart on their side.
Right. And to give her a compliment, not based on her looks, right? So one of the guys said something like, he used the word sexy. And I told Nate, I was like, instantly, I'd be turned off. I'd be like, ew, you're gross. But the other guy was like, those are really cute shoes, pretty big size, but cute. Where if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, fuck you, asshole. My feet aren't that big, but it would make me laugh and then engage, rather than somebody saying really nice shoes. They make your legs look long. I'd be like, ew, get away.
Right. And exactly like you said about the sexy, the moment a guy comes up and says, oh, you're so sexy, you don't know him and you're going, get the fuck out of here. It's like, you know, you're so full of shit.
Right.
You know, yeah, I may be sexy, but I don't need you telling, you know, it's just so,
eh. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, let's try a little bit hard. How about starting with, hi, my name is such and such. How is your day going? That would be refreshing.
Right, which they talked about the fact that most women don't understand, and you and I talked about after I came back from Las Vegas, is that most men assume that women are, or most women assume that men are confident. But the truth of the matter, when both groups go out, nobody is talking to one another. Because they're insecure, the men are insecure, and this workshop teaches the men to be like, hey, she wants to talk to you. She wants an alpha male. Which is what you said, you want somebody who's confident.
Absolutely, because that is what women want. And here's the other thing. Our generation especially got taught at a young age, if we were to pursue the guys just run away.
Right.
So we have to sit back and wait. And if they don't come, we can't go after them anyways, because they're going to run away. And if they don't show up, it's like, what the fuck?
Right. And there's some books that will tell you that it's actually bad for a woman in the beginning to be so dominant, because like from the book of Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars. I hope I'm getting that right. But anyways,
it's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
So the men first and the women. So then,
of course.
But it says like men like to win, right? They want the hunt and the win, the hunt and the win. And so when you're standing there, and if at least you're making eye contact to bring him in, then he feels like there was just the fact that he went over there, spoke to you, and you engaged is a win. And his pride needs that. Where right. our confidence needs that, right? It's not sleazy what they're teaching.
No, it's basic human biology or sexology, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just how we interact. And I think as a society, we're moving away from that because a lot of our younger boys are so insecure, right?
Oh, and yeah.
And then our girls are so aggressive.
They are.
You know, I had Dion was telling me a story. He has a friend who has a 15-year-old son, and she literally has to fight the girls off of him. It's no longer keeping her son from being a dirtbag and getting himself in trouble, right? She's got to keep the girls from jumping him because they want to fuck him so bad.
That's so gross.
It's crazy how the narrative has flipped.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that. I personally have blocked girls from my son's phone for texting him inappropriately. You know,
right.
We're not doing that over here, ladies.
No, exactly.
But now I did tell Nate the only thing. So I didn't like the fact that they were using hidden cameras in some of their films and workshops. You didn't ask permission to do that. That's where I'm like, you know, hire an actor and record that. But these cheap ones on YouTube, because YouTube is a free platform, that we're just going out there and hunting vagina and doing these things to women where one of the coaches was dating, like picked up three individual women, dated three individual women, talked all three women into tattooing his name on her body and then telling them and making a joke out of them. Like, look how much we can manipulate them. Like, that's a bad look. Now, we can say that the women fell for it, right? And there's some accountability there.
Right, there's accountability on the woman. I mean, first of all, don't ever fucking get anybody's name tattooed on you.
Right.
I won't get Dion's name tattooed on me, and he's my husband.
Right,
not doing
exactly.
And second of all, I'm sorry, I have dated multiple men at the exact same time where I fucking rotated them through my schedule depending on where I wanted to go out for dinner that night.
100%. Okay. And I've also played the game of like, well, because I have a Chinese letter on my foot and on my back of, well, what does that say? And then telling them it says their name and being, you know, cute and, you know, give me a break. We all play a game, right?
Right.
That's the whole point of it. And I think it says a lot about the fact that there are two set of standards for women. If we want to be equal, then be okay with the fact that there are books and books and workshops and magazine covers telling you how to land a man and how to psychologically and mentally fuck with them to get what you want out
and
of them.
And it's been happening
when they're doing that,
for centuries, like generations.
Yes.
This shit has been going on since the fucking 60s. To keep your husband happy. Put on your makeup.
Exactly.
Make sure the kids are quiet when he comes home. Da, 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 da. And guess what? Women did it and it worked.
Right.
Now, mind you, it's grown a bit and it's more sexual and it's more manipulative than it was before. But the concept is still there. You're still teaching women how to manipulate men.
Question. Do you think that this need for this type of industry and the reason why we are offended by it is because it's a newer idea from the 70s. This guy is credited for this first type of book. Is because that's when women started to regain their own power and money and finances. Up until then, it was women had to figure out how to keep their men happy, how to do everything, right? They paid for our lives. They were the providers. Our one goal was just to be somebody's wife.
Correct.
Well, as soon as we got that dough and we didn't need them, now they were like, oh, fuck, we got to be charming. We got to care what they think of
right.
us. We don't know how to do that.
And it could be that. And it could also be that there is a hiccup in our society from fathers to sons. So, like, where normally a father will teach a son how to respect a woman, how to talk to a woman, how to approach her, how to, you know, date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those things are missing because we have a lot of absent fathers. So right. We have a lot of men that don't know how to be men because there were no men to teach him how to be a man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, or there was just a lot of shitty dads too, right? Why do we have so many girls that have so many daddy issues?
Right. I think the only difference that I could think of when Nate and I talked about it after the documentary is what makes it right for us and wrong for them is that they have the physical ability to hurt us, where that's the only difference between the two of us. We can independently reach the same wealth, independently be as confident as one another. The truth of the matter is I'll never be as strong, and they can physically hurt us. So what we're teaching is this mental, let's try to get them to marry us. This tool is teaching and or could possibly teach how to successfully lure women back and rape them.
Right.
Which is wherein you're like, okay.
Right. That's taking a bit too far. And we also have to remember that women also trap men in pregnancies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I'm, yeah.
So
that's what
not
I'm
just
saying.
Marriage,
it's teaching them how,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm on birth control and then whoops, what happened? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Women
have lied about that and trapped a man for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, thankfully, those kind of tips aren't typically in Cosmo, though. Step 4, skip your birth control this month, ladies. Yes.
But women do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, this also makes me think, yesterday while Nate and I were watching TV, he told me he's been sharing a lot of the Will Smith memes, you know, from Will Smith and Jada's talk that we had talked about last week. There's a lot of sad images that people have made memes into of Will Smith's sad face, and a lot of jokes about entanglements.
Oh, okay.
Or a lot of jokes about his wife being pounded by another dude, and all these jokes about look how sad he is. That Nate said, you know, don't you think it's a little fucked up? And he said, and I'm guilty of it because I've shared a lot of these memes this week of the fact that it doesn't allow a man to have emotional and mental hurt from his wife cheating. That if it was the opposite way, everybody would be supporting Jada and can't believe it and how could she let this happen and blah. Where here's a man that's sad and they're making fun of him. For his wife's
indigression.
Betrayal.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
it's fucked
it
up.
It is fucked up, but it's also part of the male mentality, right? You're supposed to be the dominant one. You're supposed to control your family. You're supposed to, you know, like we just said, women like alpha men, and those men are supposed to be in control and take care of these things. And if she went off running somewhere else, then maybe you weren't taking care, right? And we don't know. We don't know because they were on a break and they had marriage issues. And as a society, so which one is it? Do we tell our men to fucking buck up and be men? Or do we go, oh, it's okay, but then we can't bitch about it when the men don't approach us in the bar?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have to be okay with them being an emotional mess and having emotions, because I think this is what's created the bad version of an alpha male, where I know like Charlemagne talks about his mental health a lot and what was accepted of a black man and what wasn't. And I'm sure that goes from, especially from men, we're allowed to be emotional and messy, where they're not. It's, you know, buck up and be a man.
Right. And that comes
from... What are you, a girl?
And that comes from both men and women.
It does, yeah, 100%. We put it on them, and then their own peers put it on them. So it makes me... I won't say who it is. You guys can guess. But so I had a friend that was coming into town, and a friend's boyfriend who had a friend that was here too. And he was going to leave. And I said, hey, you should come into town because my friend is coming into town. She's single. And I can guarantee you're going to get to at least second or third base. She might not sleep with you, but you could at least get to second or third base. And he's like, okay, cool, I'm in. I'll stay. So we all are drinking. We're having a good time. We go to bed, and for sure they're going to be heavy petting on the couch that night, mm-hmm. right? Instead, he stayed up all night and talked about the girl that broke his heart. And she, going through a breakup as well, spent 4 hours of them just pouring their hearts out to one another. Aww. And the thing is, in my head, I'm like, this was the only time he's ever been safe to do that, yeah. right? It was in the dark. He wasn't looking at somebody face to face. He literally was just pouring out Aww. His heart, but didn't get his dick soaked. No. So I don't know if that was a success.
Well, depends on what he wanted. Did he want to pour out his heart, or did he want to get his dick sucked? Because you don't get both.
Right.
Yeah. Because no woman wants to suck your dick after she's all emotional about it.
Right, yeah, for sure. No. So it just makes me think that, you know, did he do that because he, just like Will Smith, there's no room in his life for him to express that.
Right. And probably so. You know, he was among not entirely strangers, but pretty much, and to a girl yeah. he probably wasn't going to see again, so he didn't have to, like, face her with this embarrassment of, you know, what happened.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hold on, I'm pulling up, because switching from men to women,
uh-huh.
I was going, right here, to switch to this article that I sent you on Kim K.
Yes.
First of all, is that what we're calling her, Kim K?
I just wrote Kim K because it's easier and I don't know how the fuck to spell her last name. Straight up. I mean.
Yeah, me neither. But we'll call her Kim Kardashian. So Kim Kardashian, it's who everybody knows, is married to Kanye West. Kanye West, as if you've listened to this podcast, announced that he was running for president, and then came back that he was not running for president. In between then, he's posted a lot of crazy shit, and anybody that is familiar with Kanye West knows that he suffers from bipolar
mm-hmm.
and syndrome, and that he has had it and had these type of outbursts before.
Right.
And people associate a lot of his crazy from bipolar, which went undiagnosed for a long time.
As it does with a lot of people, right?
Yeah, for sure, right? You just think that people are crazy, or in his case, that he gets these moments of ego because he's such a superstar that he goes on these crazy rants. So one of the things that came out was that Kanye was, which my son told me yesterday, was saying that she was cheating on him.
Okay.
So imagine you're in the middle of a bipolar episode. Your wife and her family is trying to, because he doesn't have any family. His mother's passed uh-huh. away. They're trying to control you, and I'm using air quotes, but rein you back in, right? For your own good.
Right.
Where then I can imagine that he is saying mean and hateful things to her. Like, you know, stay the fuck away from me. You're not the boss of me. I hate your family. You guys just do all of this for show. You're a cheater. You're mm-hmm. this. Anything like that, right? Right? Where Ethan was like, well, I don't know. There was a rapper, Meek, that confirmed that she did it. Well, first of all, any of these rappers are going to drink the juice of Kanye West to get on his good side.
Right.
Second of all, Kanye has also first said he was running for president, said that Harriet Tubman did not help black slaves, and that slavery was a choice. And I said, if we're going to assume that the last two were bullshit, we can assume that his wife cheating is bullshit too.
Right, because you have no proof of it.
Yeah, and let's not even imagine what it's like to be married to somebody
who's bipolar.
Who's bipolar.
And apparently severely bipolar. And, right. and from what, and if most of you don't know, the biggest problem is with bipolar is they have an episode like this, they get healed, right? And they get back on their meds and then they're good. And what happens is they think that they're good, that they no longer need to take their medication. So they stop taking their medication and then you have outbursts and you have these situations. And it is a constant cycle. It is a lifelong cycle and there's no way to break it.
Right. Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Yeah. It's hard.
And, you know, and for him, because even if he's saying these dickhead things, like he
He's not meaning it.
Can't help it. Right. Yeah, he can't help it. He's sick.
Right.
Right?
It's like he's got Tourette's.
And it's a sick... Yeah, and it's... I can't imagine what a strain it is on their marriage. And it's, this is not me breaking up or crying about it. I just burst. So you guys, I'm not getting emotional about this.
Just want to
clarify that. Is that I just can't imagine what she has to go through. And then these rumors that, oh, this is the last stance. She's filing for divorce. For his sake and her sake, I hope that's not true.
And I don't think it is. You know, I really... You know, I just sometimes the media needs to back the fuck off. They need to have a little bit of compassion. You know, they think that because they're on the other side of the camera with the fucking microphone, they're invincible and they can go and interfere with everybody's lives. And I really wish that people would just give it back to them.
Right.
You know, dig into their lives and find out what's wrong and expose it.
Oh, yeah, right?
Because you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel bad for the whole family. She tweeted a big, long, I don't know, statement about it, just asking for space and for prayers for Kanye and their family.
And he'll be fine. Mm-hmm. He just has to get back on his medication. You know, he needs to go to therapy. He's got to figure out, you know, why he's doing it. What's the trigger? Because there's normally a trigger when they stop taking their medication. Mm-hmm. And normally it's a good trigger, which is kind of odd.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that weird? It's because it's that such a high and then it comes crumbling down to such a low.
Right. Because you're used to being in the low. And if you're comfortable in the crazy and the low, no matter how much you hate it, you always end up back in there. Like, you know, the people who are always the victim.
Right.
It's because they like the drama and they're comfortable in their victimhood.
Wait, I was just talking to my youngest sister, Caroline, about that. Is there are certain members of our family, there's constantly stuff swirling around them. And I said, you don't see that between me, Charlene, and our stepmom and stepsister because we don't thrive on that.
Right.
But there's some people that enjoy the drama and want it in their life, whether it's at the sake of their children, themselves, they get some type of joy out of it.
They really do. And it's, you know, they love the drama, the noise, and oh, it's just like everything it's got. And it's always about them and boo-hoo, poor them. This happened to me, even though it was 40 years ago, we're still, you know, we're not healing and moving on, we're going to keep reminiscing and it's a way to draw in attention.
Yeah, I agree. I will tell you that one celebrity gossip that I'm all wrapped into right now is the lawsuit that Johnny Depp and his wife have against the UK newspaper. For slander, they had posted that he was a wife beater.
Yeah, we watched that. Remember we talked about him being a wife beater. Aren't they going through a divorce, though?
They are, but this case that they're having is against a UK publication for saying, because you remember what we talked about was the fact that there were recordings where it was actually her hitting him.
Right.
Even though she was saying it was him. Well, so the publication posted that he was a wife beater. He's suing them. And because of that, they have been deposing or on the witness stand, Johnny Depp, his wife, Winona Ryder, like all these celebrities. And it's giving you an inside look of their life. It's a shit show. She put shit on his bed.
Did she actually shit in his bed or did she just put it there?
The maid would not say either way.
Oh, all right then.
They think that it was human shit because they said it was too big to be the dog's.
Yep, probably human shit.
So just to like this glimpse into celebrity life where...
Oh my gosh.
It's so crazy. It's just like shit like that, literal shit like that over and over again.
Yeah. It, so,
and I'm there for it. I've been reading it on page 6.
What's is it a book long. Or is it a documentary?
No, the court case is happening right now in the UK. So every day when there's crazy testimony of something that's happened to their life, it's being posted.
Okay. You got to share some of this with me because I've like, I know. Yeah,
I'll start sending them to you. Because it is funny. And it's just this quick little article of the shit show that Johnny Depp's life is.
Okay. So, you know, you talk about that, like putting the shit in the bed and how crazy that is. And I've heard this story of a friend of mine who's older and did this. So him and his friends were out and it was in New York. And there was this guy driving around in this really nice Cadillac, but he was being a fucking dick to everybody, right? Like, treating people like shit and, you know, whatever. So, he parked the Cadillac, went inside the bar. The friends of mine went to White Castle and it ate a whole bunch of burgers.
Oh, shit.
Then they went back to his car with the top down, and it is white leather, like fucking beautiful leather. They shit all in his car.
Oh my goodness.
Literally.
Oh my
God. In the parking lot, dropped their drawers, sat over the edge of the convertible, and shit in the car.
That's crazy.
So, Johnny, the wife needs to up her game a little.
I bet. Well, there's Tiffany Haddish. Do you know the comedian?
No.
Black girl with a mole on her face. She was in the movie Girls Trip.
Nope.
She's like a 2018 up and coming star, 2017. Okay. Super funny lady, right? But she's been a comedian for years, and she grew up. In her book, it said that her man was cheating on her.
Uh-huh.
And so much so that he had filmed sex tape and she found it. Like, she went dumpster diving for the VHS tape, found it, watched it, and then plotted her revenge and ate a bunch of corn.
Oh.
Went to his mama's house, said that she had forgiven him, went into his room, took a shit in his Jordans. Which, you know what, like, Jordans are to a black man. Like, you don't,
yeah,
you don't mess around. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of shoes. Oh, she wanted him to go play basketball. So he goes and showers. She shits in his shoe. She's standing by the door. He goes to put his J's on.
Oh!
And starts screaming that they're shit in her shoes. And she yelled some line about him being a shitty man. And took off running because she knew she was like, he was going to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Just as any man should have for shitting in his shoes.
Right?
Hilarious.
Good for her, though.
I don't think I could ever do it, but way to go.
Wow. That's awesome.
That beats anything I've ever done.
Yeah. Me too. I've never done anything like that.
I'm not shitting anywhere.
No.
So, hey, one last piece of celebrity gossip, or not even celebrity gossip, but just kind of trash.
Okay.
Before we move on to a couple other things, was I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night. And I know you don't watch it, but I want to talk this scenario through with you. We have a lady named Camille Grammer who historically says terrible shit and then apologizes. Will say to you and I, if we're talking about person A, she'll talk about person A, but then go back and also is saying good things to person A, like we're the bad guys, right? There's no consistency in the things she says. Mm-hmm. She tells whoever she's around what they want to hear.
Okay.
And then apologizes for it later when it all blows up. And you're just supposed to keep accepting her apologies. Now, Teddy Mellencamp, who is John Mellencamp's daughter, the singer, she's on there. She's kind of this, she didn't grow up in Hollywood. She grew up with her mother. She's this, you know, terrible dresser, terrible millionaire. She's just not the typical Beverly Hills lady. She also is an accountability and fitness coach and when it comes to health. So there is a lot that she's like, cut the bullshit. Let's just talk about the problem and move
right.
on. Right. So she sees Camille Grammer at this party and Camille goes, oh, you look so pretty. And she goes, thank you. But she was like, you don't have to do that. And she was like, what? And she goes, I don't need the compliment. Mm-hmm. You don't have to come up with and say, like, we don't need to do that. And then she was like, okay. And she goes, well, I just want to apologize. And she's like, that's fine, but we don't. And this is Teddy explaining the way she was feeling is the two of us have had this problem over and over again. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just agree that we're not for one another?
Right.
And that we have common friends and that we're okay being in the same room, but we're also just okay not doing this. Like, oh, you look so pretty. Kiss, kiss. And she said, let's
call it what it is.
And she waved and keep it moving.
Right.
And I looked at Nate and I actually stopped it and rewound it. And I was like, did you hear what she just said? Like, why can't more people be like that? Why do we have to accept fake apologies when we don't really want to be friends with people?
And really, we don't accept them. Let's be honest.
No, you don't. Which is why these things keep happening.
Yep, exactly. I love that she was like, let's just be real. Yeah, I don't really care about you. You don't really care about me. You know, we're kind of cool, whatever. But we're not friends. Look, you're not.
Yeah,
you're
why
not,
do we try to, yeah, why do we force it?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it looks socially acceptable. Because everyone's got to get along. We all got to be friends and hold hands.
Right, right. And I just, when she was like, let's just wave it out from across the room, head nod.
Yeah.
You can acknowledge one another, but you don't have to fake it. Don't tell me I look pretty. Don't ask me about my kid. You don't care.
No.
And I don't care about you, and that's okay.
And I don't want to tell you this shit either. Like, seriously, don't waste my time.
Right.
Like, I don't want to waste yours. Don't waste mine. You stay over there. You do you, boo. I'm going to do me. We're right. Good. You know, don't fucking cross any lines. Right?
Right, yeah.
You know, because then we're going to fucking fight. But
right.
Otherwise, it's all good.
Yeah, I think people really try to force relationships into working, whether or not it's a friend or even a family member. You try to force it.
And it never works.
It never works.
No. You know, there was a friend in our group that I was not very fond of. And we won't mention names. And I told you. I was like, look, I'll hang out, whatever, but ain't gonna be my bestie.
Yeah, and when you had parties at your house, you chose not to invite her because the truth is, it's your house and you don't have to invite everybody just because we're all in the same friend group, right?
Exactly. And I didn't.
And this person that you're talking about, it also makes sense where you say, like, it doesn't work in the long run. That's proven, right? Because now we haven't all spoke to her in almost a year.
Right.
And this is like the fourth or fifth time something has happened. As long as I've known her, and I've only known her for 5 years, and you moved for two to 3 years. So that's a lot.
Right.
Right? Of incidents where we keep having to forgive, and we keep having to like, all right, let's just try. No, I just don't really like you.
Yeah, and that's exactly...
And that's okay.
It is, absolutely, and that's what I did. I met her as like, eh. I was like, eh, no. She's at the events. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but I'm like, I'm not over there trying to be like, oh, I love this and that about you, or oh, no, don't care. Hey, wave it out. Don't come over here talking to me because you're not going to like what happens.
Right, yeah.
And I'm very good at giving that vibe off when I don't want to talk to somebody.
It happened to me at the at Fort George the other day. So we pull into the island, and
this is your St. Augustine trip, right?
No, this is Fort George is this sandbar that we go out to on the weekends now on our boat.
Okay, I was just for our other listeners that aren't.
That aren't Jacksonville locals. But we pull up, and the two ladies next to me immediately say something about my bathing suit and compliment me on it. And I said thank you and told them where I got it from, and went back on to just being by myself. My dog is out. I can tell that they're trying to engage me. The truth of the matter is I'm just not that person. It's not that I'm not, that I'm stuck up, or what people assume that I'm stuck up. It's just, I am a little shy about some things, and I get insecure around other women.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I think they're better looking than me, but I just think that I'm awkward around other women. I say weird shit. I talk weird. There's not a lot of people that respond well to it.
I know. Well, that's because you respond better to men than you do women. Like,
right. So I try to avoid it. So I'm like actively avoiding them when Nate gets into it. And my husband is always the one out there talking to all these women. Now he's engaged in a conversation. I'm literally laying 10 feet behind them in the water, acting like I'm playing by myself with the sand. Just because I don't want to go up there and talk.
Right.
And I'm awkward like that, which I'm sure they look at me though. I'm like, oh, she's stuck up.
Right. As they're sitting there flirting with your husband.
They're playing with the dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't blame them. Link is so awesome. Right. I love Link.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, that's just me. Like, I get awkward. I don't want to talk to people. I just don't. I like talking to the people I like talking to.
Right. And I don't blame you. Especially sometimes strangers, you know, we do this thing where they come up and they're trying to be nice. And they're probably really genuine people. But they're coming across fake. And you're like, I want to fucking do this. Like, this is my downtime. This is my time that I'm out of the house, away from my husband and from my children, even though they're on this fucking boat with me, right? I'm not cooped up. I don't want to talk to you. I want to be left alone. This is my alone time, right?
And did I tell you about when I was in Home Goods one time and I bumped into a lady that was a friend of one of my husband's friends, or was the wife of one of my husband's friends? She didn't know that I bumped into her, but I saw her and we were right next to each other and I dove and like dropped to my feet and hid behind a fucking fig tree just to avoid that thing of, oh my God, how are you? We live so close to each other. We should totally get together. We should have lunch sometimes. No, we're not going to do that.
Right? Why do women do that? It's fucking lying. See, we even lie to ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I literally hid behind a fig tree until she was finished through the checkout line.
Oh my gosh. That, I mean, fucking awesome, Sabrina. You fucking hid behind a fig tree.
I know. So who I won't be hiding from this weekend is you. I can't believe we haven't even mentioned.
Well, you've been on a ramble this morning.
I might be high on medicine.
I know. And hey, guys, it's also episode 46. Yeah, I know we're an hour late.
Shit. My bad. That's totally my fault.
I know. Sabrina sucks at letting you guys know what episode we're on.
I suck at letting you talk today.
That's okay.
I've just been rambling. Like, you're not going to hear my fucking mouth all weekend.
That's all right. I don't mind hearing your mouth go blah, 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 blah. It's all good.
Tell everybody what we're doing this weekend. I'm so excited.
So am I. Okay, guys, so guess what's happening? We are having a fucking girls' weekend. Woo!
Slumber party. I love a slumber party.
Slumber party. No bras, no shaving, no boys. It is like literally just a girls' weekend. I have my hubby and his two little cousins are going to a lake house. He's going to be gone. Now, he is coming back Saturday afternoon, but he has already said that he is going to throw some air mattresses down in the basement, and the boys are going to go down there, and they're going to, like, video games and stuff, and he's like, they are just staying out of the way. It is all girls all the time. We are taking over the house. We're taking over the farm. I mean,
girls take over the farm. Yes. I love that. It's a Dabby P Farm takeover. That's what our hashtag needs to be.
Yes, and there will be lots of photos.
I can't wait. I have not traveled on my own since this pandemic. So, like, just that thought alone, to be packing my bag and leaving without my husband or kids, so excited for. Just happened to tell my husband the other day, I still love a fucking slumber party. I get so excited when you're like, hey, can Dion and I stay at your house? Yeah. Y'all come on over. Right. And I get so disappointed when people go to bed late. That's why I told Nate, like, when we stay the night at your house, me, you, and Dion, we're always up late.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And where Nate's always the first one to tap out, because I think always. Slumber parties are for chit-chatting.
Exactly. That is exactly what you're supposed to do. And I'm, like, I asked Dion, I was like, so are you excited about going to the lake house? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's fishing, it's fun, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I'm fucking stoked. I'm like, woo, I can't wait. I said, I feel like a 13-year-old waiting for the girls to come over. Are they here yet? Are they here yet? Are they here yet? Like, I'm so excited. This is like, I'm like, I have not had this in forever, right?
I know. I can't wait. And I feel like we all need it and we all want it. Yeah. We want to enjoy the... We're not going anywhere. Nope. We're literally packing bathing suits and comfy clothes.
Yep.
And at one point I was like, oh, wouldn't it be fun on Saturday if I find some place that we could go hiking? No.
No.
That would not be fun. No. Look at you. You're like, no. Fuck you. No.
No, 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 no. I just finished T20 today. I am giving myself a weekend off before I start my morning meltdown. So,
good.
Yeah, no. We're not going for a fucking hike. Okay.
Good.
The closest thing to a fucking hike will be us going to build a bonfire. That is it.
Where right, the hike between the house and the pool house.
Exactly. That's it. Okay. And by the way, there will be a mess, and I don't care. Y'all bitches, come and enjoy yourself.
I know. I can't wait.
I can't wait for the, how do you say it? The charcuterie board?
Oh, the charcuterie board.
Yeah, whatever that is.
For dinner tomorrow night. Yeah, I have to go to Aldi's after this.
So I
can't wait.
I also have for tonight, if you want for dinner, I got a big pot of leftover spaghetti. We can have some baked spaghetti.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
I love cold spaghetti too.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah. Cold spaghetti on Texas toast.
Oh, no, not cold. Not cold.
No, I like cold spaghetti sometimes. Yeah. Not the noodles, the sauce. I like the sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, what do you want to jump to next?
I don't know. Let's see. What's the next happiest topic we've got? Well, let's talk about Tyler Perry, because I think that's the last happy thing we have.
Okay. So, Tyler Perry. Do you have the information?
So, on it? Tyler Perry, it was an article called Tyler Perry's Trying to Unite the Atlanta Cops and the Residents. So what happened was Tyler Perry bought 1,000 Kroger gift cards and he gave it to the officers to give out to the community. And what he had said was, this is about the community that I love, that I live and work in. This is about good people who are in need of a hand up, not a hand out. So this was around, I guess, Brooks, who was... murdered in Atlanta, or he was shot in Atlanta and by the police officers.
Yeah.
So he announced that he would pay for Brooks's funeral. And I love, love, love this part. He said also his 4 children's college education.
Yeah, that was super cool of him.
Yes. So the
I think Tyler Perry is one of the richest black men.
Is he?
Is that?
I don't know.
He's pretty fucking wealthy. I know
Ben.
He's the only black man to have the, he has his own production company.
Okay.
He has his own production warehouse. He's actually producing movies and television shows and other things.
Yep.
Let me see what his net worth is.
See who it is. Because I also know Ben Carson is worth a lot of money too.
Who's that?
Ben Carson, he's a black neurosurgeon who ran for president in 2016. He didn't get terribly far as a Republican, but he was...
Ben Carson is his name?
They made a movie about him. He was the one...
Tyler Perry is worth $600 million.
Okay.
So let's see. Ben Carson. By the way, do you have, like, a celebrity that you would... wait, hold on. That's an old figure. $30 million. So...
Okay. Quite a difference. A yep.
Do you have a celebrity that would be your hall pass?
What do you mean, my hall pass?
Never heard the term hall pass? There's a movie called Hall Pass that, like, married couples would give you you get one hall pass in a lifetime. You get to fuck around one time, she does. Do you have a celebrity hall pass?
That I would get to...
Yep.
Yeah, I got a few.
Who is it?
Jason Momoa.
Who is that?
Really? Aquaman?
Aquaman, yeah, he's pretty fine. And he's funny.
Yeah. And he's got that laugh and that curl in his smile. It's like, fuck. I'm like, I'm wet. Right. That was it. And then
for sure.
And then the other one would be Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh, either one of those brothers. Mm. Yeah.
Fuck. Man, let me tell you what. They better take a Viagra is all I gotta say, because I will fuck the shit out of them. Straight up.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Mine's Tom Hardy. He is so hot.
Who is yours?
Tom Hardy.
Do you know him? Yes. The guy who played in Lawless. Yes, he's... Yes.
God, I love that movie.
Oh.
Love it.
Okay, you need to put together a list of hot movies that we gotta watch this weekend.
Okay.
Because you can't not watch movies with hot men on a slumber party where we've got no men and children.
Yeah, right. All right, so Tyler Perry is far from being the wealthiest black man.
Who? Who is, though?
Well, Jay-Z is worth $1 billion.
Okay.
Kanye West has a net worth of $1.3. Michael Jordan, $2.1. And then... investor Robert Smith is the richest black man in the United States. He has a net worth of $5 billion and his career is in private equity. So well beyond $6 million.
You know,
close to being a billionaire though.
Yeah. So. And it's pretty awesome. But you know what I really wish I would have known about Robert? Beforehand, that's not really a well-known fact.
No, And that's what, you know, I said when I sent you the Tyler Perry article, what I had wrote down was bravo to him.
Right.
Bravo for him for saying, I care about the police in Atlanta and I care about the residents of Atlanta and I want to bring them together.
Correct. Right.
As a and do it with my own wealth and pay it forward and try to use the community. And I hope... You know, I'm not saying that these other men aren't doing it, but I hope they are, because you look at somebody like Tyler Perry I shouldn't say this would be assumption. I don't know his full story, but you look at like figures for your own ambition, right? So you have younger black men looking at you to be a leader. So lead in a way that you want the rest of the world to be.
Right.
And I think Tyler Perry has always done a great job of that. Tyler Perry invests in black communities. He invests in black actors,
yep,
in black production companies and directors and a black stat. Like, he supports the black community,
yep,
and you love to see that.
And I love that he portrays the black community in a very real way, right? And
mm-hmm,
in a very positive light, even with the topics of hard things like gangs and, right? And
right,
he also does a really great job of intermingling whites and blacks in his movies and his comedies,
mm-hmm,
right? So
yeah.
I really like that he's able to bring the two together.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I, you know, worry about Atlanta because we were thinking about Lorelai's birthday and she's never been to the aquarium there. But the truth is, it's just not safe in Atlanta right now.
No, it isn't.
So, you know, you hope that they can get things to calm down and the people see the change that they're hoping for. I love the mayor up there. She doesn't fuck around.
Right.
I really enjoy her. Now, on to two other things.
Okay, which ones?
I'll start with the flag.
Okay.
And get your opinion on it. So last night, because last night is my reality TV night, I watched... Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Huge Democrat, huge Trump hater, believes that anybody that supports Trump is a racist. Goes on a rant about the Pentagon, who has now just banned federal or banned flying Confederate flags at every military institute. It also banned pride flags and Black Lives Matter flags. So then he was going off about way to go to suppress these groups, blah, 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 and how terrible it was and how disgusting the government was and the senator that supported this ban. I was annoyed by that.
By the banning or by his comments?
By his comment. It really reminded me of a Bible scripture that says something where God says, like, you shouldn't honor or believe in any other God than me, right?
Right. There shall be no other God before me.
Right. I feel like what the senator said is, what we will fly is the United States flag. We'll fly your city, your state flag. We'll fly the flag of the branch of the military you're in. We'll fly the POW flag.
Yep.
We will fly military flags.
Yes.
I don't see anything against that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about this. I didn't actually read the whole article. I got the gist of it. And I was like, look, the Pride flag and the Black Lives Matter flag and the Confederate flag, okay? Those groups of people, while some of them may be military, not all of them are military, right? Mm-hmm. And all military individuals do not fall into all three of those categories.
Right.
So they are civilian flags, and they have no business being on our military bases. Our military men and women fucking earn and deserve to see their military flags being flown over to the Pride flag, whether they're gay or straight.
Not just that, but the military, when you become an active member of the military, you are basically giving your life over to their rules and regulations.
Yep.
They can't even, as a military man, tattoo their body, dye their hair, wear their hair at a certain length or style. Women can't have this much makeup on. This isn't new for them to be told what to do and what they can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
They are members of the U.S. military that don't need to be blindsided by all this other shit.
Right, because
they have a job and a mission and a focus.
Yep, and anything that gets in the way of that job or that mission needs to be terminated. And if that means not flying a pride flag... There's no place for it there.
You don't want the person that wanted the Confederate flag because they have a Southern heritage they're holding on to, might not be a racist bone in their body, but they are Southerners and were just raised on that heritage, to now look at these other flags that are being flown with hatred and despising and anger of, well, why do they? And now you're creating a hate that wasn't there.
Right.
So instead just saying, nobody can do it.
Right. Because then it's going to be, well, the gays got their flag. I'm Muslim. Why can't I get my flag up there? Why can't we have a Jewish flag? You know, then it's going to be, me. No, fuck you and your feelings. This is a military base. They have a sole job and mission to protect our country. That's it.
Right.
Fuck your flag and fuck your feelings.
Yeah, I agree. I was annoyed with Andy.
And by the way, guys, this is coming from a girl who has three fucking mothers and is bisexual.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the way he spoke about it. I don't like the way that it said, you know, that then this makes the military bigots and this, and how dare you look at that gay man who's a soldier and not Latino. How do you know that that gay man even feels like that?
How do you?
Wait, he might just be a U.S. soldier that loves fucking America and loves his command and is used to it.
Right. And what he does is he wants to serve his country and not be exploited as a gay man. He just wants...
Yeah, don't pull your petty shit into this. Yeah.
Right.
That's what he's doing. Like, Andy's making it personal.
I don't like Andy Cohen. I think he's a cunt and he needs to eat a bag of dicks.
He really is becoming cunty, really.
Yeah.
And he's becoming a little baby. And I, like, really, how many military men do you actually know? From your house in the fucking Hamptons is where you were recording yesterday. Give me a break.
Not to mention that house in the Hamptons has a wall around it.
Yeah, right?
They're a bunch of...
Give me a break.
A bunch of hypocrites is what those people...
How many military institutes have I seen you attend and concerts and everything else? None.
No.
Who I do see there are Southern country singers.
Yep.
I see comedians of all races and colors. I don't see Andy Cohen going and shaking soldiers' hands.
Or thanking them for their service and protecting his sorry little ass.
Yeah, give me a break. Like you said, eat a bag of dicks.
Pretty much.
I don't know if you said that, but I've...
I did say
eat
that.
Eat a bag of dicks. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Eat a bag of dicks.
I told him he needs to eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I was annoyed by that. And the last thing, since we'll jump from politics to this other political issue, is that the Florida Supreme Court, you and I had talked about this before.
Right.
In the state of Florida, they had passed an amendment that felons who had not finished paying their restitution and fines still had the right to vote. Well, just in time for voting.
Yep.
The Florida Supreme Court has issued that felons who have not paid their fines will be refused the right to vote in the 2020 elections.
Yep.
So both you and I were for this amendment before. How do you feel about it now?
So I'm torn. So look, I know there's lawsuits going out against it. It's trying to say that, something about pay to vote system, right? Now, in order for them to get back their right to vote, they have to pay their restitution. They have to pay their fines and penalties. And part of me goes, yeah, you do. You have to pay back that money, because that money paid for the judge. That money paid for the jurors who had to be on the trial. That money paid for the public attorney that had to be there. All the paperwork that had to be filed. All the organizations. Everybody that had to be there because you committed a crime.
Right.
So I feel like you have to pay it back. It's not just serving your time in jail. You've got to pay that back, because otherwise someone who didn't commit a crime is now paying for that out of my taxes.
Right.
I didn't commit a crime. I didn't go do it. Why am I paying for it? Right? Mm-hmm. You lost your right to vote. And if you really, really, really want that right to vote, then you will do the American thing and pay back to the American society.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm torn on the black and white version of you did the crime, now you have to do the time. And along with that is these fines and penalties. The problem is, and I think what we talked about the last time, is like the lady that stole a can of soda or something, right? And then ended up with $300 worth of fines. If you don't have enough money for a can of soda, you don't have enough money for that. And where we could easily say, like, bitch, you don't need a can of soda. But maybe just after working, 80, 90 hours, if somebody with zero means wants a can of soda, God, all they wanted is a fucking can of soda. Do we have to put them in jail and then fine her all these penalties, right? Where then that person then loses her right to vote, loses her right to make changes, loses her right to find the candidate for her. And it seems like a way to suppress the poor.
Right. And I can understand, and I can understand, and I can sympathize with that as well. The felony limit has to be damages or stolen goods up to a $1,500 is what constitutes a felony. The other part that I do have a problem with is that a lot of things that are considered felonies really shouldn't be considered felonies.
Right.
There's a problem in the judicial system as far as that goes. But at this point, but if you did a felony and you came in and you broke into my house because I wasn't home, it wasn't considered a violent act, but you took and stole and damaged and, my young children are now scared to be at home, and now you get your right back to vote with...
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard because it both sides, both arguments make sense.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like the only solution I could see is that what the Supreme Court has issued is correct and stands, and where we really need to fix it is, like you've said, is the definition of a felony and maybe reexamining these fees and charges.
Right.
Because now has this become a profit center?
Correct. And look, I will tell you, and I'm being honest with you, look, going on probation is a way to make money. That once you get caught in that system, the mm-hmm. fines and everything stack up against you. Because if you're on probation and you get a speeding ticket while you're on probation, that fucks your shit right back up again. I mean, right. You know, so the system itself needs to be changed, right? You know,
yeah.
I know someone, not going to mention many names, but had a speeding ticket. It got sent to a house where they had moved from, didn't get it, got picked up by the cops, ended up in jail. And instead of paying the fine and being put on probation for 2 years, right? Because that's what the mm-hmm. probation was going to be. It was going to be 2 years. And this person went and said, nope, I will serve my time. So he served 30 days in county jail. And then he came out. And the judge was like, well, why are you doing that? I'm giving you an... He goes, because I know for the next 2 years, you've got me by the fucking balls. I spit wrong. And you're going to, you know, fucking hang me out to dry. He's like, no, I will go do my time. And he paid his fees and then that was it and moved on. But so I understand both sides in theory and in, you know, theory, if the system was perfect, having to pay all your fines is a normal response.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's a hard situation that I think only future regulations...
It can help, right? I mean, and the other part is, look, they make a lot of money off of prisons.
Yeah. Think about this, too. So, you know, I said that I was arrested before for domestic violence, right? Mm-hmm. So in that case, I was on probation for a year, and I had to take, like, 6 months of anger management classes.
Right.
And during that 6 months... I had to, or maybe it was for the full year, I had to pay for a parole officer that I had to go check in with once a month.
Yeah.
This happened when I first moved down to Florida, and I had not, I wasn't working because our son was a baby and my ex-husband was about to leave to go out to sea. So I needed to take care of my son, right? So they did it based on zero income.
Right.
I had to pay $5 a week for this domestic violence class. And then zero income, I had to pay $50 a month to the parole officer. Where the fuck was I supposed to get that money from?
Right, especially since you claimed zero income.
Yeah, I literally did not have a job. And thank goodness that this was a domestic issue that was a blimp and where I was still married. And so then obviously my ex-husband's paycheck was paying for it. But I could see how... an abused woman who is in an abusive relationship, because there are a lot of people within that anger management class that were in really bad relationships with men that were abusive.
Right.
And the one time that they react, they're the ones getting arrested. And now the woman is scared to leave. Where I could see a woman having to go back because they don't have a job. And now the court has charged you $70 a month to pay something that you can't.
Right. I think the problem is, to be really honest with you, is we have taken the humanity out of our judicial system. Like, you know, we're always, like I said before, a felony is a $1,500 damage. Give me a fucking break. That's too low to be considered a felony, right?
Right.
You know, you got your kids coming here doing stupid shit and they're getting charged with a felony. Don't charge these kids with a felony. You know, unless they're repeat offenders and they're in and out, okay, then fucking give them the hammer. But, like, have some, like, realization of what the hell is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help these people out. Help them get out. Don't fucking trap them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's the whole probation system, all of that. It's a fucking scam.
Yeah. And I did find out, because I was like, where do all, you know, the money goes to, right?
Oh, yeah. Where?
So it goes to juvenile corrections, law enforcement training, county jails, crime labs, drug treatment services, and an emergency medical services. So all those fines and fees go to those different organizations within the government.
Hmm.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, because.
And then I also found out in Florida, there's 6.1 million, or maybe in the U.S., 6.1 million people currently disenfranchised due to felony convictions. 6.1 million people have felony convictions.
That's a lot.
That's a fucking lot of people that have felony convictions.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're looking at Portugal.
Portugal. You're going to move to Portugal?
Well, we talked about this on the last podcast.
I didn't know you were going to move there full time.
Yeah.
I thought it was a different island.
When we go to retire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Got it.
Yeah.
Portugal. Where the fuck is Portugal?
Next to Spain. Yeah. It's right next to Spain.
That's what I thought. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, who knows about that shit? I feel bad for people, but then in some ways I don't, right? Like, it really is a hard position to take.
Because not everybody's going to be happy, because there are going to be people who get screwed on one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, anything else before? This has been a short one. It hasn't been very long.
No, it hasn't. But that's okay, because we may be doing a special one. I'm not promising anything, but we might do a special one.
We'll see.
With our
I've been very handsy. Have you noticed that?
It's because you took a
you took
a pain pill. Okay, Fosse.
Woo! Yeah. All right. Well, then I'm all done. I don't have any. Let me scan my brain for a second. Hold on.
Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Nope, nothing in there. I'm all done.
All right, guys, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, give us a shout out at notasafespacepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a great day.
Bye.